seconds later gone. What did he build his dreams upon? He turns around to find a perfect stranger trying to recall.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. A solo track from Montreal pianist Julie Lamontagne off of her 2011 album on Just In Time Records called Opus Jazz. We heard Waltz for Fred. A new album before that coming out of the Atlantic jazz scene in Canada from the group Atlantic Jazz Collective, which brings together saxophonist Mike Murley, pianist Florian Hoffner, and bassist Jim Vivian, and joined on this album by singer Norma Weinstone and drummer Joe LaBarbera, music recorded in St. John's, Newfoundland. From the album Seascape, we heard Trying to Recall. And the set started with music from alto saxophonist Nick Green, a 2023 outing on Stellar Music Records called Green on the Scene. We heard Cheatin' with Joe Magnarelli on the trumpet, Jeb Payton on piano, Mike Karn on the bass, and Kenny Washington on drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
set, we wrapped it up with music from saxophonist Scott Hamilton, working with pianist Bill Charlotte, bassist Peter Washington, and drummer Kenny Washington from the album Back in New York. That was Love Letters. Before that, a new album coming out of the Phoenix, Arizona jazz scene from guitarist Jeff Libman, a tune by Dexter Gordon called Cheesecake, off of Jeff's new album, Feet Off the Ground. Pianist Michael Cocour, bassist Ben Hedquist, and drummer Lewis Nash. And the set started with music from the debut album of Taj Mahal, recorded 1967. From the album Taj's Blues, we heard Leaving Trunk. Hey, and just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find a link to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca.